All right.
Here we go.
You okay?
So you really like those Jeremy Scotts? Welcome back to...
You gonna do me like that?
Welcome back to My First Kicks. If you have not noticed, we're back in the studio. And this week, we brought... Well, we're back together.
Yeah. The gang is back together again.
Came to New York.
Yeah, it's the catch-up. Because when is this dropping again?
This is dropping second week of April.
Yeah, so it's almost like literally 2 years to our last episode, and now we're back like we never left.
Like we never left. The funniest part, and I feel like a lot of people don't. I feel like when we first started recording, people were like, "These guys aren't friends."
Yeah. Yeah, we were homies, and I was like, "Oh yeah, let's do it." Because I just thought it was like such a dope idea. I was like, "Let's hop on it, let's cook," mm-hmm. and then I was like, "I might get busy, and when that happens, I'll hit you with the." But I'm always going to be around. But yeah, we haven't. It is funny because I feel like, you know, there are some pods where when the hosts aren't together, you're like, oh, they're done. Mm-hmm. But it's like we've been talking nonstop since then.
Yeah.
In group chats, mm-hmm. new group chats.
New group chats. Oh no. Well, I'm glad that one person does not watch this. So we good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's funny because the group chat led me to being on Rob Hayes's podcast.
Oh, I love that for you. And that's always how it is. I feel like, you know, with me, like collaboration has always been a big thing. Mm-hmm. And like, I think everyone is like connecting homies who mm-hmm. would work well together. Like we just did it before we even started when I was like, oh, I need to connect. Like to me, that's like one of my favorite things to do because I think just that's how good art is made mm-hmm. always. It's like, if you can connect with someone and make something great, you know, and just have it go. And I think you've grown so much as just not only a podcast host, but as a creator in the space. And mm-hmm. just even, you know, all the like Carl and in the group chat, everybody being like, this is you on the Shade Room. You know, like I love that for you. Like it gets me hyped because that's what it's all about. You know, it's
I was not hyped when I saw that text.
I mean, no one wants to get a text that's like you in the Shade Room because you was like, for what? what are they going to be? I remember when they put the Grand Crew trailer in the Shade Room, and I was like, I don't think I should read these comments.
Definitely not.
But they were loving it because here's the thing. We were just talking about this today. Mm-hmm. I feel like the first season of Grand Crew, mm-hmm. Like the marketing kind of shot us in the foot because they, you know, Phil did Insecure, and they're mm-hmm. like, from the guy who did Insecure. And I think a lot of people tuned in expecting Insecure, and those are two completely different type of shows.
Yeah.
Like just period. I think if you're just like intaking media, mm-hmm. there's, you know, you don't know the difference. You know, you don't know that there are your sitcoms, there's your like cable drama, there's mm-hmm. multi-camera sitcoms, mm-hmm. there's single camera sitcoms. And just to not just throw words, like a single camera is something like Abbott Elementary mm-hmm. or even technically Insecure, that single camera.
Right.
Multicam is going to be where you have the live studio audience mm-hmm. and the laughter. So like something like, you know, Fresh Prince or mm-hmm. or what's that one with Mike Epps that's actually doing pretty well on
something
Netflix?
Something in the Family.
Like those are multicams. But like even tonally, mm-hmm. you have your network shows. So anything that's on ABC, NBC, CBS, like there is, since it's going to like the world at large, mm-hmm. you're still going to try and do racy stuff, but there's so much more of a limit mm-hmm. versus like HBO. You can show, you know, Lawrence going to town mm-hmm. on a new girl after going through a breakup. Like that's so spicy and racy and that gets Twitter going.
Right.
But then when you take it to, you know, network and you could kind of only reference sex and you can only kind of have them sitting in the bed after, everyone's like, well, what's this? This is like corny. The corny was the word that was used. And I feel like corny is I feel like cringe has kind of calmed down and everyone has an understanding. Mm-hmm. But when cringe was first starting to be used, everything was cringe. And it was like, I feel like this word has no meaning. And I feel like corny is taking that spot now because corny is stepping into the subjective where it's mm-hmm. like a taste where it was like, oh no, this is different than what you were expecting. Mm-hmm. This one's a little more, I'd say squeaky clean, but I'd still think we were like talking about wild stuff.
Yeah.
Like we had a whole episode about eating ass, but we couldn't say eating ass because it's on network television.
I mean, I love the show. I remember I messaged you every time. I was I was like, I'm watching this because I thought the show was great. And then my favorite episode is still the Carl pulled up in the white and all white.
Oh, I know that was probably the most fun to think up for the cold opens, because it's just like, what's like a funny joke we can just get in and get out.
Like when Lamar Woods pulled up? Yeah. And he's like, that one time.
Yeah. That one time. I was like, oh, sorry. They got to get out of here. Yeah. That was super fun. That and like getting the big three in there, like getting a mention of the big three, which I had to like jump in. I was like, we got to get this right, because we're going to be flambéed. And then I also had to be like, also, there's different opinions on what the big three is, but we were definitive, because we were like, Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. And I was like, no one's going to argue that those are big three. Sure enough, you got people who did, because I keep forgetting what the early big three was, because it's like DBZ, Sailor Moon, but I don't know what that third one is.
DBZ, Sailor Moon. It wasn't Cowboy Bebop?
I think Cowboy Bebop came out a little later than that, but
DBZ, Sailor Moon, and then it was Inuyasha, but I hated Inuyasha. I hated Inuyasha.
Yeah, you weren't an Inuyasha fan, because it was 1998, which is around the time I think One Piece started.
I mean, I know the other big three, and I'm probably going to get flambéed for talking about anime again, but it's like, I mean, DBZ, this is off of, like, I'm trying to remember what was hot then. So yeah. DBZ, I agree with DBZ and Sailor Moon. And then sometimes people will rotate out and be like Saint Seiya or Rama and a Half, which is a rare occasion.
Yeah.
Because that show sucked, bro. I did not like that show.
You weren't messing with Ranma, huh?
A person who could change genders in hot or cold water.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Every time I feel like my perception of that show always changes. Like, I don't know what that show is about. I just have an idea of it, and I just ran with it. But it's funny that you're talking about being flambéed about talking about anime and stuff on a sneaker show, because I feel like that is sneaker culture to its core, right? Mm-hmm. Where it is all these interests being met. If you really think of like all the big collabs, it's usually like someone who's like, oh, I'm wanna put this and this together with sneakers. Like, you know, I'm a shameless plug, like, you know, the S tier drop that I'm doing. I was like, I love Gundam. He likes doing knits, and I love working with Christian too. Mm-hmm. We'll have to get y'all connected and have him hop on.
Yeah,
but he's good peoples, because I remember when I met with him, he, like, his vision for what S tier is, I was like, ooh, that's what I want to connect. Cause there's a lot of like anime clothing companies. I'm cool with Jordan, Hype Land. Yeah. They're doing dope stuff. And, I like Christian, who was like, I'm trying to do like the high tier kind of, like, price wise. I was in, what is it called? What is it? Something New York.
Awake?
No. I did Awake. But this one was closer to the Taqueria.
Okay.
And they have they're the ones with the New York trash can pin holder. And
not only.
Only, yeah. Oh, yeah? Only New York. And so I was kind of talking to Arthur about it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of like the price range of like Christian's price range is like all the same stuff as like, you know, Awake and Only New York and why am I forgetting, like, my boy Preem Daily Price? Paper.
Okay,
you
Daily know? Paper, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But who are you saying?
I was gonna say Preem.
Preem, you know. I feel like Preem is kind of is like the resell is higher than like the baseline.
I don't think so. Not anymore. I would say but during the height of it for sure.
But I was saying, like, you know, I remember when I would actually go into Preem and buy stuff, I was like, oh, this is like pretty reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like, it isn't as like the thing that makes it expensive is when you have to resell it.
I mean, you have the infamous story of the book bag.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you told that story on here.
Just in case, if you're just tuning in or you haven't seen the episode, I used to pay this. I had to be a kid who he found me on Instagram somehow. He must have saw me like post Preem or sneakers. He was like, if you want it, I'll get it. And I was like, just, you know, paying him like resale, but like not like the middle one. Mm-hmm. Like they, everyone knows the game, right? Where it's like if you're paying going to StockX or a consignment shop or eBay, you're paying like high resale. Mm-hmm. If you're like connected with the person, you pay a little below that. And right. Then there is like, you know, retail.
Buddy, or yeah. Like or buddy
yeah, yeah.
Price.
Oh yeah. Then you got the buddy price. Yeah. Then you got retail. Yeah, yeah. And I was like right in that mid range. So I was cool with it. And then one time I like bought the backpack, which like just broke. Actually, I was wearing it snowboard. I mean, it lasted a long time, yeah. So I'm not even impressed about it. And like, I fell on my back snowboarding. So it like, it got rocked, but I'm like, but I was kind of tight. Cause I was like, well, this is supposed to be a skating backpack. Yeah. So if I was skating and I fell, this is snow, technically kind of like not as hard as concrete and you ripped. All right, Pareem, remember where you came from. That's all I'm saying. But I like went in the store and they had those backpacks for retail. I was like, bro, you should have told me they had them. He's like, they told me they were sold out. I'm like, all right. I don't believe you, but I never bought from that kid again. I could tell it was a kid because I was like, because I would like, he would mail it to me. Yeah. And when I saw his return address, which don't do that. Also proof you're a kid, putting your actual return address. I was like, oh, you're close. We could just meet up. He's like, nah. And I was like, oh, an adult would be like, sure. You yeah. know, like, because yeah. you're like, yeah, that makes sense. But if you're a kid, you're like, no, I don't want to get creamed. I don't want you to give me a noogie and take all the stuff, which I'm like, I get it. We're getting back to like a lot of old sneaker behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
How many, like, when wasn't there just a shooting not too long ago at one of the
have
been out here, but I remember
it wasn't out here.
Yeah, but there was like a shooting.
I know there was one there.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, since when did we get back to that?
People is thirsty, man. I don't know. I mean, did you see my video on the Crenshaw Skate Club drop? So since we're talking collabs today.
No.
So you know Crenshaw Skate Club.
Yeah.
Right? They dropped the Nike SB. I was at the pop-up shop. I met Toby. Like, mm-hmm. Toby was like, yo, I'm going to listen to the podcast. Like, I watched him subscribe to the podcast. Wow. I was like, yo, you got to jump on. So he could be listening to this.
Yo, what up?
So the drop happens.
Yeah.
And the security guards is just playing around, bro. And I was like, I'm not going to get a shoe. I know I'm not going to get a shoe. And like, and then it's me and my boy Julian, and we're just standing out front. And then the line went from me, my boy Julian, like three other people, to like me, my boy Julian, and like 19 people.
Wow.
Just like that, right? Yeah. And as we're waiting, I'm like, this is clip. Like, this is over.
Wait,
just,
so where were you in the line for you to be like, this is
there
clip?
Was no line.
So you were the first person there.
It was me, Julian, and three other people, but there was no real line. So okay. They were like, we were just standing out front of the store.
Well, my question is like, mm-hmm. You being that early, what made you think you weren't going to get it?
That's the thing. I thought I was going to get it.
So you were like, I went in, a bet. This yeah. is a, sorry, so I thought I went you, in, meant you nah. were saying.
So it was like, I went in and I talked to Toby and I was just like, yo, man, I would love to get a pair. And he's just like, yo, just wait. We'll sell whatever doesn't get picked up.
Okay.
And I was like,
basically, they did the online joints, but it was yeah. like anything that's left over, I got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So yes. We're outside and I'm like, I'm seeing these security guards just like, they were like punking a lot of the people that's pulling up. They'd be like, you got a high school ID? Nah. You got to have a real
turn away.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to them. I want to say quick shout out to these security guards. If we've made it so that high school IDs, you can't pick up sneakers, that'll just shift the game. Yeah. And I think we should do it. Sorry to lock all the high school listeners right now. We got to box y'all out the game. It's gotten too impacted. And you know, if it's going to be a reseller, at least I would know it's going to somebody's rent and not like a PS5.
Yeah. So then as this is the line starts divulging and getting bigger, right? They're like, no, you got to wait out and you can't be in front of the store. And I was like, I know this is some bullshit. Right. So security guards doesn't let us really line up. So yeah. Then when they actually drop the sneaker, they're just gonna be like, oh, you. So it's just their peoples. And that's what happened. The worst part is that I knew the security guard and I should have played the card. I should have been like, yo.
You got to. I'm learning we have to take up that space in you, because, you know, we're not trying to be a certain way.
Yeah.
I was out in front of Jeans last night, mm-hmm. which I didn't know was like the popping spot, because it was Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, I saw the story. Yeah. I was like, I wish I had an invite, but that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, look, I almost didn't get in. Don't worry, tune in. So I was there meeting with the homie, and the homie is someone who was of note. But I wasn't trying to like be like, yo, I'm here with him. Mm-hmm. Bro, he got me on the list. So I was like, yo, I'm on the list. He's like, okay, well, wait over here. I'm like, okay. So it was like, I was waiting over there with all the other people who's on the list. Mm-hmm. And finally my homegirl was like, you need to tell him that you're here with him. And sure enough, I was like, yo, I'm here with so-and-so. He's like, oh, okay. And then he like got me in immediately. And I was like, oh, I should have did that instead of waiting outside 30. Yeah. Because it's like, especially like, this is for you. We went on a little mission like that. And I was like, I haven't done this in a minute. Like, mm-hmm. I haven't done the like, there was one girl who I was messing with. She was bad. Mm-hmm. she was bad. But she would always want to go to Delilah. And
I don't know what Delilah is.
Delilah is the one spot in West Hollywood that Drake owns. Like, his like big club. Like, you, like, I saw Drake's dad and it felt weird because I was like kind of gassed about it, but I'm like, this is just
a dad.
That's a nigga dad. Like, you know, but like, it, but because you like, you know, the lore behind it.
Yeah.
But so she always used to like be in there, and like, she bad. So like, she would show up and get in. Mm-hmm. And every time I got there, I would be standing out there. And you know, if you ever did the promoter thing where you stand out there and promoters, this is the most power that they'll ever have in their life. So they're, you know, taking full advantage of it, trying to say, it's always like a medium ugly dude mm-hmm. who's just loving all these baddies, who's like trying to like get at him, and he trying to play cool. And then you look like me, not to pat myself on the back, but enough people have told me I'm cute. Uh-huh. You hate me. You don't want me there. You don't want me in there.
Yeah.
You gonna make me wait as long as possible. I like straight up had every time she had to come and pull me in. And every time, my favorite one is every time she was always like near some like table, mm-hmm. somebody who bought a table, and they would be trying to like, obviously trying to like parlay. Mm-hmm. And then I show up and then they looking at me, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. but this feels tight for me. If it's any consolation,
just give me a couple. Just make me a mixed drink real quick, and I'll let you shake a hand.
The only time I was able to get some drinks in was she was there, and I think it was more his homie than him himself. But he was he played for the Rams, mm-hmm. but he was Nigerian, so the connection was there. Yeah. So you come in, like, once you found out I was Nigerian, like, I could tell when he saw me, he was like, "Who is this?" And then like, as soon as I was like Nigerian, he's like, all right, we bros, and we were locked. Still, shout out, we follow each other still. I think he when I followed him, he went mm-hmm. to Seattle. I think he still might be up there. But.
Do like, I've always wondered if like you know, when you meet somebody of the same like race or heritage or whatever, right? Do you have like a move where you'd be like, like, I know, I see you.
Oh, you just say it, because like, it's the same thing, right? With the head nod, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you, the head nod is a universal language among all black men, but not everybody. Well, gonna depends nod back.
If you're going up or if you're going down. Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
But because they do mean different things.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's like the universal language, and it lets you know what it is immediately. Mm-hmm. So like the same way you nod, not everybody nods back. Mm-hmm. And then of like, when you like, yo, I'm Nigerian, not everybody like gonna be like, oh shoot. Sometimes they like, okay. And you're like, damn. All right, cool. Bet, say less. I'm out here. But like, for the most part, I think because Nigerians, like, they're, especially in specific places, like all our parents are like, you gotta find the Nigerians. There is like a high success rate of other ones. And if somebody comes up to me and they're like, I'm Nigerian, I'm like, yeah, what's good? Let's chop it up. It is just like a weird, like, yeah, I'm gonna see what's up with you.
I get the, like when I meet other Brazilians, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't really be like, oh, you know, and then they'll be like, but what part of Brazil are you from? Because like,
yeah, there's
racism over there. It's crazy.
You got too many, because some Brazilians see you right away and they already like, you ain't the ones that I'm messing with. You got a little too much melanin, brother. You know, you got too much. Go ahead. I know, it is funny. There's those, but like, I feel like South Asian Indians, like, they mm-hmm. got that too, because up north, they be like, there was a dude who came up to us the other night mm-hmm. who was like white. Mm-hmm. I thought he was being racist. I thought he was like a white guy doing like a, cause he had a camera. He was like live streaming. So yeah. I thought he was just like doing like a Borat type thing
yeah.
for real. And he was like, oh no, I'm from North India. And he's like doing this. He was still a character. He was still like weird. He still was saying wild stuff, but like, it was like, oh, but you are Indian. And he was like, yeah. And I remember my homies like Jasmine Bular, Rekha Shankar, mm-hmm. they always talk about, he's like, yeah, those Northern Indians, they be a little bougie because they got that light skin.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, damn, bro, I didn't know it was like this. Like, this is next level.
It is. That sounds next level. I've actually never met a Northern Indian.
Yeah.
You probably have,
because it's still like a lot of them are like darker skin, but then there are some mm-hmm. that are like, they look white. And I was like, bro, you like, I'm going to tell you right now, because he was definitely doing like some kind of character. He was like, I want to get the sex and tell me how to get. And like me and Mama, you were like, well, don't start like that. Don't start like that at all. You know, like you.
Not
you
another TikTok. This is the TikToker.
The streets is crazy, right? Because it's like, you got to also be careful, because it's like, bro, like you might, like the wrong person might get you like
hemmed up.
Yeah. Because you're trying to be cute and funny playing along. And next thing you know, you on a TikTok, like, look at this dude. I do want to find, there's a comedian out here, a New York comedian who's been doing like the TikToks.
Yeah.
And they'll ask about women's stuff. Uh-huh. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
That's the one you should have just messaged them up.
You know, I should, like, straight up. But
as you said, you know, you got to just say, you got to speak it into existence.
Yeah, just like kind of what I was telling you with the guests. And now look at you. You got a banger guest, bro. Like, I'm like, if I turned on your TikTok and saw you talking to Joe Freshgoods, I wouldn't be like, whoa. I'd be like, yeah.
That's on the, it's coming. That's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You already having the conversation.
Hopefully I'm in the atmosphere. My next guest is, hopefully I'm trying to get, like, my next big guest for this mm-hmm. year, I'm trying to get Stash.
Yeah.
Mr. Stash. So hopefully I can get that, super legend right there. I mean, one thing I definitely wanted to say, like, to harken back to, not harken in, but harken back is to like when we first started, it was like, what's really cool is that we both like meshed the, like my nerddom for sneakers and your nerddom for everything.
Yeah.
You know, geek lifestyle.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, I liked the idea of like putting you on shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Cause like for somebody who is extremely tapped in one specific, space. Yeah.
I'm just like such a nerd for like any, like like we talked about this on the pod before mm-hmm. where it's like a collector gene. It's mm-hmm. less about the nerddom and more about like you like being a collector. And it's like we were talking about Warhammer, right? And you're mm-hmm. like, ooh, I might be into this. And it's like, yeah, because you have that gene. And anything, especially what I think what connects sneakers and kind of going back to my original point of why, like, I don't think there's a difference talking about like the anime stuff versus mm-hmm. sneaker stuff, is because it's all about like collecting things that like you can put your spin, put your voice on, put it on. Warhammer is the same way, right? You can paint your units how you want to paint them. You can put your own style. Sneakers, you go ahead and you like add it to your fit. Streetwear, same thing. Anime, you find some like an aesthetic or a style that you connect with. I think that's why like so many like hip hop heads love Samurai Champloo, because mm-hmm. it connected those two things. And I think on top of that, sneakers do that all the time. You have the overt, like the Gundam sneakers, the Dragon Ball Z drop with Adidas, which they could have been better. I think the only good one out of those were the Goku ones, like in my honest opinion.
To be honest, I think the Naruto Zion joints are giving it a run for its money of one of the worst collabs.
Oh my gosh. And here's the thing, and this could be a general discussion. Like, we know it's going to be the catch up. I have the best sneakers of 2022 mm-hmm. and 2023, and then everything from December to now that we will talk about in a bit. But like, we have a lot of general catching up to do about all sneaker things. What is your take on trying to do? I feel like the hardest ceiling to crack with sneakers mm-hmm. is when you are an athlete and you're trying to break in with your sneaker and it's not like Jordan. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if it's not any of the Jordan silhouettes, you have an uphill battle. But like, there's been weird, not necessarily weird, but interesting ones that broke through, like Durant and Kyrie, mm-hmm. like those have like been able to be established as their own sneaker. But no one, and it seems like it doesn't matter like your skill as an athlete, because mm-hmm. you know, I think LeBron's, there are some people who do get them, but I don't, like, if I was ranking them, I think that Kyrie's and Durant's are more popular in a general sense than mm-hmm. LeBron's. And you know, I'm not gonna start this debate, do not DM me.
I mean, you might get
LeBron is the bigger player.
No, I get that, but it's, he also has a lot of pairs, right? Yeah. So he has a lot of models versus, you know, KD is probably catching up to him. I think they just released the 15 or the 16, something like that.
Yeah,
but in terms of, like, I mean, right now there's a big renaissance behind Adidas basketball and the Anthony Edwards one, which is like probably like the shoe of the year for everybody because they have yet to release an ugly colorway.
Yeah.
But I think it's Jordan. Jordan is always the top.
Yeah.
Even in this freaking GOAT conversation, it's like, it's so hard because he was the first person
to do that. He
and
set the trend.
Right. And then he has such longevity from the beginning of the first Jordan 1 to now, where that they can keep recycling and feeding back the culture or the hype behind the sneaker back to the consumers. Mm-hmm. And then that transcends past the kids, because kids are buying Jordans now and they're like, I don't know who Michael Jordan is.
Yeah.
They just be like, oh, he just makes shoes. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say like who can be that next Jordan, because I feel like that's such a, like, it's such a unique
situation. I mean, even back then it was so hard, you know, when you think about it, because like when you think of Shaq's, right? Nobody, you know, and that's been the big conversation, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, who was it who was making fun of the Shaq's when Shaq was saying he can come to Reebok?
It was Book.
And he was like, nobody was buying Shaq's.
Yeah.
And it is funny because it's like, that's not really the diss you think it is, because no one was buying anyone's shoes. Like, even like the Kobe's, I think that, you know, and I wasn't deep in the game, so uh-huh. like the deep heads probably had a different take, but I'm going based off of like general appeal. Yeah, even in this conversation, people weren't checking for Kobe's like that.
Nah,
people, like, you know, even after the toaster box, like, you know, everyone was like, whatever. And then as like the sneakerhead game like mm-hmm. expanded and more people were getting in, that's when like the quote Kobe protros started really getting into like the zeitgeist. That's from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. I think I've only heavily been in the sneaker game since like the Yeezy 350 era. Right. So I can't go too far into the past, but I think it's good to think of, because like, especially speaking of nerddom, when mm-hmm. you're in it, everything seems way more like your perspective is not like the outside perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're talking about something that is like directly tied to capitalism, like sneaker culture, or anything mm-hmm. you like purchase, you do have to think of like, what is the general culture?
Yeah.
Because right now, everyone is buying Jordans.
Yeah.
Like if you wear Jordans, everyone's like, oh, those are some nice kicks. Or, oh, I was wearing, rocking my, the ones I got, which I did do you dirty. I owe you. The next ones are yours. I promise. Cause what? I did do you when I got my, eBay Top Star. I told you I was going to get them. Yeah. And then, they had not the guavas, but the other,
the unions.
Yeah. And I copped them for myself.
The Lakers one or
okay. Yeah. The like yellowish purple one. And I copped them for myself, but I did not forget the next one. It's all yours. Just tell me which one you can get it. Cause I did swoop because at the last second,
you still owe me my grill.
Not with me right now. I have those. And every time you come to town, I'm like, you need to pick those up. And you know, God is on your side, because we didn't even talk about this and all that. Yours was untouched. I was like, damn, God loves you, because yours was the most open, which might have been what saved it, because mm-hmm. it could breathe more. Oh, I'm moving. And I think we've talked, if you haven't listened, I was renting a house in the bottom unit mm-hmm. under the house, which was like actually a downstairs that was converted to a bottom unit.
The house is fire. We're friends, remember?
You slept there. And so I had a closet down there that held all my sneakers, and I thought I was so safe, because we've always talked about the horror stories about storage units. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, because M kept being like, do you want to put it in storage? And I was like, no, mm-hmm. I keep hearing the horror stories. And then the shit happened to me anyway. So it would flood all the time, mm-hmm. and I would check it but all I would do is look at the front of it.
Yeah.
I'd open it and be like, oh, we straight. We I'd good. Feel the boxes was yeah. good. And like the boxes were kind of warping, but it just seemed like, you know, weight because they're stacked. Yeah. We had to move and I had to pull them sneaker boxes out the closet. And no, the water, it never flooded in there, but the water damage, and it was in the walls and behind where I couldn't see it. There was mold on the walls and they got on, like, I had six boxes completely gone. All of them, like, you know, everyone's been like, oh, like I can get them washed. Mm-hmm. They're not cooked.
Yeah.
But the boxes kind of like, I didn't realize, I'm like, oh yeah, when you take the boxes out the equation, you really keeping them. You really, because I can't imagine coming with some raw loose sneakers and being like, yo. what are we gonna do with this? Because every time I'm even in a consignment shop and I'm shopping, when I see the ones that's in the whatever box, yeah, I'm like, yeah. You could keep them.
It's either that or they become instant beaters. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, cause even like the Air Yeezys that I bought, have I been on the pod since I bought those? Cause we talked about, cause I always said when I sold a show, I was going to buy them. Right. So I did, I sold a show. So I bought them. I remember
you text me immediately. Yeah. I helped you.
Yeah, trying to pick it up because I was only going to get it used. I was not going to pay the dead stock price. Well, even then, but also the once you get into that bracket of undead stock, like it's a very, it's not that liquid. You're pretty, it's a safe investment, baby. If you keep them boys safe. But I, the box is so, like, I had to tape it together, but it's the original box. Mm-hmm. So I don't care. It doesn't matter how janky the box is. If it is the original box, you're still like, okay,
I'm in it. My thing is, like, the soonest a box like fails or something like that for me, I'm like, all right, I guess this is going to be like,
yeah,
this is like, oh, it's going to rain. All right. I got these.
I know. Yeah. I mean, well, it's so funny because we talk about beaters and you, yeah, I think we have very similar thoughts, but I, because I don't know if we disagreed on this or if I talked about this with someone else and they disagreed, but I think there are certain shoes that, like, the more you run them down, they're good. And I think we did, because I think the ones I said were the SB Unions, the ones I actually have on right now. And these look cooked, but I think the more you, like, wear them, the better they are. You looking at him, he does not disagree. He does not agree. You saw that laugh? Because in my head, because, you know, I used to skate.
And right,
did you skate? Were you a skater?
I tried.
Okay. That tells me everything I know. I used to skate, like, hard. But, like, so I remember when SBs started. Mm-hmm. I remember. And it was that. And then what was his name? Because now he has his own signature sneaker with SB, but he was the first one really doing
P-Rod.
Yeah. But now they have his signature one. I was like, no, you should just have a signature SB. What are you doing, A-Rod? I think everyone wants.
He's got a couple cool models.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I think that was your, if you think of like the band ones, right? Mm-hmm. And they were just a take on another pair, or were the Tinker.
I mean, people be like, not Tinker, Peter Moore.
Peter Moore.
But Peter Moore did the, it was like, I always say it's like a take on a Dunk because the Dunk came first.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what, and it's so, and it, when you look at it, it's like a take on the Dunk, but like elevated, not, you know, not to diss, and we're not pitting two queens against each other, but it's like, I feel like that's, should have been what A-Rod did with his
P-Rod.
Too many rods. Sorry to my Rodriguez's.
P-Rod, I would say he's definitely the Jordan of skateboarding.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That's why I was like, you know, when you look at it and now I'm looking at it, I can kind of see where some would argue it is kind of like a take on an SB, but I was like, I think you could have leaned closer. Ooh, you're right though. There are some heat. I haven't seen some of these colorways.
But the J-Rods are fire, bro. Like that's a dope shoe. And I mean, like, he's gotten all the cool, like, you know, all the graffiti artists that had their rise and you know, like, I think he's a pivotal part in this, in sneaker culture. And it's funny because when you hear him talk about sneakers, he's like, whatever about them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what adds to it. I mean, I'm looking at the the P Rods. I'm like, okay, I feel like he kind of did it, but I wanted
like it skates off at like the nines or something like that. The sevens and eighth and nines, something like that.
But you know, like I say all this to say, like when I was skating, my favorite part is just like, or like just my philosophy as a skateboarder is just like wearing things down, like whether it be like skating your board till it, like when you just see the battle score scars of like the grind on your trucks or on the board and your shoes, just beating it down and then starting off anew. And I think a lot of the SBs do have that, like the Gundams that have the scratch off with the color, which is something that I didn't find out until you pointed it out to me.
I didn't even know you didn't know that.
I didn't even know. I had no clue. And then you said it, and then I started looking. I was like, oh yeah, I am noticing that. Or like even the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Even though the Gundams, in my defense, work the like that is how all of them should be, because I don't think you can ever skate hard enough to tear down that swoosh. Like the swoosh is in such a position that unless you're like raw kick flipping, like consistently and
you're 360 and you're, in like, with it, like
all that. But yeah, no. So that's why I like especially like SB's blazers, mostly like the traditional skater ones. Mm-hmm. I like seeing them get beat down.
That's what got like the SB community is what got me into sneakers heavy because it wasn't Jordans. And I didn't buy my own first pair of Jordans since like I think it was like the 2011 release of the Fire Red 3s or something like that. And now this year they're dropping the Black Cement 3s again. Yeah. And I'm like, I gotta get those because I haven't had a pair, but I have so many fucking sneakers now.
Yeah. Well, it was so funny. I was the same way. I was like pretty proud of never owning a pair of Jordans, but it started as like a self-preservation thing, like growing up in Compton. And like I told you the story when I saw the homie walk in back in socks and I was like, I will do everything I can to never be in that position. Mm-hmm. And also I just liked so many other expensive nerdy things, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Zip Zaps, video games. Like it just was okay, cool. There's no reason. And then once I got into that room and had a little more disposable income and, you know, I was getting flambéed by the white women guys or the big team now, because I had those like, those Levi shoes that were like the bootleg Supras.
Oh yeah, you did.
They cooked me. Man. Cause I think it was just one time we were just standing around there like, wait, what's the brand on those? Levi's? Oh man, they kazooked me.
Yo.
Because you know, I would just go to Marshall's and just grab whatever was there. And that was like we talk about like finding those fragments at Marshall's. Uh-huh. It was not always like that. Marshall's had no swooshes.
Nothing.
No swooshes. Mm-mm. You had to get the Levi's. You had to get the Supras. They had Supras in stock. But they did not have like Nike unless you wanted like Monarchs or like just the most like unseen silhouette. But ironically, since I'm in New York, I want to shout out the Uptowns. Marshall's is what put that on the map. Is when they originally, you probably know this story, but that when they originally dropped the Forces, they flopped. So it went to all those like secondary discount stores. And because of that, all the kids in like inner cities and all that stuff were able to afford them. So they all rocked them. And then that eventually became like the style. And then it blew up. But like,
I mean, out here it was different. It wasn't that. It was like the mom and pop stores giving them for like, you can buy like two for 40. I think it was 2 for $80. And that's what put it on the map.
I mean, same difference. You didn't get them from Nike. You got them from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And because your parents were able to afford them, you rocked them and they looked clean. And next thing you know, that type of stuff is what makes like sneakers so fun. It's like, it really is self-expression, and you can try and fight for sneakers that you think will do well, and then they'll sit in your closet and they never do well, like the 270 Air Forces. I really I saw the vision for those. I saw the vision. I was living in 3018. I was living in 3018 when I bought those joints. We're gonna look back on that and be like, man, we were too hard on those.
That shoe sucks. That shoe that shoe sucks.
We're gonna look back on it. Don't worry. I'm gonna wait when like whoever the Will I Am of Gen Z comes on stage with them and they start selling out.
I want you to get so big, right? Yeah. I want you to get so big that you try to push 270s on everybody.
If I get big, that isn't the shoe I would try and push. It's gonna definitely be those One Piece Skechers.
Oh my god.
Well, and I stand by my argument. If it said Balenciaga on that instead of Skechers, people would have been going crazy because it was right when everyone was running to get the super S or whatever.
I don't know the name of those. I know the Fila Disruptors, like that's when it blew up, was during that time with that Balenciaga was going crazy. Yeah. Too.
It was like the super, hold on. I got the whole internet in front of me. Mm-hmm. We should be getting some of this right. The triple S.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I do have a pair. Like, I do like the chunky dad sneakers. I do. To me, I was like, those still look good. I never got deep into.
Couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
Couldn't do it.
Cause I feel like it's because I played so much Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy. I was like, this looked like a Final Fantasy.
It did. Yeah. I will agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
All right, let's run through the alleged. I'm gonna say alleged because I feel like I picked one list specifically because it's fun to pick one person's list,
yeah,
and judge it. And it's very funny when you pick someone more general. Like, we can do a Nice Kicks, we can do, you know, a Hype Beast, mm-hmm, but we kind of know what they're gonna go for. When I pick GQ, we don't know what Jake Wolf is going to say was the best sneaker of 2022.
Just so you know, we only got 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I pulled up the whole premise of the episode. Okay, so coming in at number, I think, 17. Yeah, number 17 is the Nike Terminator Georgetown Highs.
Wow. The only reason I even... like, because I wanted to make a video about this.
Yeah.
But the Nike Terminator Georgetown is Brad Pitt is wearing them in Moneyball. And oh. No, it's like such a, it's like a out of the blue. Yeah. Like, you got to be like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. But I was watching it. I was rewatching Moneyball and I was like,
oh, that's like, what it was. Yeah.
But there's no significant, like, nobody knows that. I feel like I'm the only one.
I feel like that might have been the tastemaker, though. So then at 16, they got Ice Studios A6 Gel Keanu 14, which I always like when A6 make it on the list. These aren't the A6 I would pick. But this is right when, what was the ones that came out that everyone was losing their mind over that looked just like the regular runners A6s, but everyone's like, this is the one. It was like a meme in the sneaker community.
Like recently?
I think a year ago or 2 years ago. And it was a collab either with A6 or another one of those, like Saucony, one of those companies. And it was like one of those, like those like white menswear fashion brands did something with it and everyone was going nuts over it.
Oh man, I don't even remember. 2 years ago? I'm trying to remember.
Don't even. We'll
it's probably not the Kikos.
It might be in here. So yeah, I'm not gonna, 15, they got Brain Dead Oakley Factory Team Flesh sneakers.
Don't even know what those look like. You gotta,
bro, we're gonna
those.
Pull them up because they're going for $600 on
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. These are
that's
ugly.
An iffy shoe.
No, this is, don't put this on me. Don't put this on me.
I'm going to put it on the video. Yeah, this don't is, worry about
like,
it.
What
I'll
are
put
we
the
doing
on
here?
The video.
This is a very GQ list. Like, this is everything that, what is it? That one brand, I'm always sharing their stuff. There is the Fit Check podcast.
Oh, whatchamacallit? Thread something. Right? No.
No, it's like very like tongue in cheek all their memes. And yeah. I've never listened to a single episode. But
either.
Their memes are always so good.
Yeah, I sent you those memes.
Yeah, I followed them because of you. Yeah. Yeah, you put me on them. Don't worry. I'll give you your flowers.
No,
you wanted your flowers.
Now you
got
me thinking,
you
I'm trying to think of the name of that.
Yeah, it's like it did that thing where it came to my mind and then just went out of it. We'll remember while we're doing this. Okay, 14. They got the Wales Bonner Adidas Samba, which, like, yeah, we didn't even get to talk about the Samba Samba madness that has been happening.
I was wondering how it is in LA because it is crazy out here.
Oh, baby. It's in LA. Yeah. I think it is the same type of person who is out here, who is in LA, that is all over the Sambas, who is definitely, and that same podcast that we're talking about is always making fun of that person. But yeah, the Sambas were going so hard and everyone's like, well, they ran out. It's like, no, bro, they stopped producing them because no one was buying them until y'all started buying them for some reason. Like,
the Sambas always have like a weird resurgence every like couple years.
And I get it. I don't hate Sambas, but also I've like, it's not like, I wouldn't act as crazy as some of these folks are acting for Sambas. Like you wouldn't catch me. And this is coming from the guy who was trying to get the One Piece Skechers off. Like, you're not going to catch me out here with them Sambas. Yo, like that.
Skechers, just send them a pair.
Oh, I already have. What do you mean send them? I already had it, baby.
Send them all of them.
On Jeff Bezos's dime when I was doing Fresh Stock, because none of the other like sneakerheads were into it. So they trolled me by buying it. Trolled me. This is never that New Balances.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah. So, you know, as much as I was dunking on it, I do like that these kind of like more regular, like fly under the radar style, like New Balances and ASICs kind of go under normcore almost. And
normcore.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
the one thing I'm not a big fan of, and I always make fun of it, is the Jound.
That's the one I was talking about. That's the one. Those ones. When everyone was like, "What are you talking about? These look like these would be at Marshalls, bro." Uh-huh. Yes, thank you.
They're so like plain color. Yeah. I'm just like, give me a little something.
I mean, it's that thing where like, you remember how everyone would always be like, you should dress like Mark Zuckerberg because like he's a billionaire and you dress like this. And everyone's like, that t-shirt is like $800. Yeah. It just looks plain. Like silent luxury?
Silent luxury?
Yeah, get out of here. If I'm spending bands on something, you better have the logo on there. Like you need to know. Like,
but that's because we grew up with streetwear, right? Like that idea. These people have been trying to figure out how to skimp a dollar for long.
Exactly. But like the thing of that, like this is a great conversation because I talk about this with like people who are more into like high fashion stuff. And they're always like, well, you know, you're paying for the quality. I'm like, there's a lot of like just because it came from China does not mean the quality does not meet the same. You're like, it's lasting just about, you know, the same, as long as it's not from a sweatshop, it's the same thing. Like you're telling me, you know, grandpa in Italy, who's like, is hitting that. Like, nah, bro, that's the same sewing machine, my bro. Like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm gonna call a spade and say, we're paying that money because it says Louis Vuitton. It has the fashion house. They are long less. It is a recognized brand. It means money. Mm-hmm. And we want to show people we have money. So I'm not going to wear a plain Louis Vuitton shirt
It's got to be logoed out.
Yeah. Like when I, because my first Louis Vuitton piece I bought was the sweater that said like, and Carl went to get it for me because he wanted to get the glasses. Uh-huh. He was like, what do you want? I was like, give me whatever. Just make sure it says Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
And you can say what you want because, you know, there's some like bougie rich people who's like, I don't need it to say that. It's like, cool, I'll rob you. Get out of my face. Like, what do you mean? Like, okay, you ain't better than me. Anybody could be robbed, baby. What did Cameron say? So I'm going to try and speed through this. Next, they got the Armand Manier Jordan 2s,
which
to me, I wasn't a big fan of the 2s, but I think that's because I'm not. You like the 2s though, because you had them on the other day.
I didn't have them on at all. I had a pair of 2s, but not the Armand Manieris.
I know. I didn't. I mean,
you meant just like 2s. I don't like 2s though.
You don't like 2s?
I bought those.
You just said, rewind this at home. You just said you like 2s. What do you mean?
I like the Armand Manieris.
Oh, okay. Also, you just taught me how to say that.
Yeah, I didn't. This is what Rob says, how to say it. Oh. So, and Rob is like, I've been to Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta. I've never heard a French person. I've never seen a French person in Atlanta. So it's Armand Manieri.
Oh, yeah. It's just like LaCroix, you know. It is LaCroix. They even say it's not LaCroix. The Stussy Air Pennies.
Yeah, what I like about Stussy is that they're doing that like initiative of, you know, bringing like vegan like clothing to this. Which I feel like is so spare and sparse.
Yeah. And also, you know? I'm not trying to get hit with paint on the red carpet. So go off, you know, because I'm going to fade up the PETA person where it's like, look, you right, but you about to be wrong. the Tom Sachs, which, I would almost push sneaker of the year, not because it's necessarily the best of the best, but it's like mass appeal.
Like
the idea behind it, like, you know, unfortunately we found some things out about Tom Sachs. Look,
if you ever see me wear them, because I do own the silver pair,
you still gotta wear them. Don't be the
I say like, oh, I'm rocking my workplace harassment ones.
I know that's like I put the triple S's in the bin for a minute, and then I brought them out because I had a homegirl, she has a fashion podcast, and I was like, yo, she had a Balenciaga shirt. I was like, you wearing Balenciaga? She was like, I think you should just wear what you want. And that's when I knew she was a rich white woman, because she feels invincible. Like, I'm not trying to get canceled.
You're not trying to be on the shade, get that shade room text.
Air Jordan 1, Lost and Founds. That's a resounding. The Salomon ACS Pro Advanced sneaker. The Salomon.
Which one? The just regular or the hiddens? Or
let's see. It's this one.
That's just a regular ass shoe. Yeah.
That's because that was when everyone was like, "Oh, the Salomons are making a hit." Actually, my prediction is we're gonna see some Hokas in a second. They went with the Nike Air Kakuni water sneakers.
I hate those shoes.
I know. Yuck.
Look like that's the perfect shoe for a kid who wears rayon. Like, it's in the rayon shirt with the UFO pants.
Yeah.
You got the Kakunis on.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Kakunis, Kakuni.
Sorry, but you know GQ had to do it to you. The Jown New Balances, Montreal.
They all look the same.
Oh, man. This is what hurt me the most, because they dropped these while I was on strike, and I do like these, the Gucci Adidas Gazelles.
Yeah, those are cool.
I was like, this is funny, because I feel like the Dior ones came out and everyone's like, oh man, and every fashion one after, like, just hot straight garbage.
Hot garbage.
Garbage. So garbage, I had to have you talk, because, you know, I was like, maybe I'll get these products.
The Prada
joints. You're like, no, bro, these are ugly. I was like, you're right. And I sent them back. The first pair of shoes I've ever sent back. I was like, nah, I got to go with my boy Haas on this one.
Bro, he said, yo, y'all, he sent me the video.
Yeah, because remember, I was like, maybe they look better in a person.
I told him before he hit buy.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, yo, these joints is ugly. And
maybe they look better in person. They did not look better in person.
That video is so funny. I'm
gonna send it.
He sends me the video and he's literally like, man, boy, this is some bullshit.
Yo, this is trash. Them boys was trash, man. Leave them in there. Don't ever do that again, Adidas. Who was that one guy on Adidas who was like the Kanye guy, who worked at Adidas, and he was like the Yeezy guy. He had like white hair, and Yeezy was always talking about him. And he was the last one he flamed before he left Adidas.
No, I don't know. Would you type in white guy?
Adidas yay guy.
It's not he's working with now, Milo.
No. Oh my God. When I saw he was working, I was like, bro, you went through the garbage to find him, bro. you was going through, man. Oh my God. Oh no, is this him? No, whatever, he doesn't matter anyway. I was following him on I was really trying to get in that friends and family zone, so I was like, I was glazing him, bro. I'm not
crushing it with this one, bro.
I was
big bro. You big
not
bro
my to- proudest moment. I was not my proudest moment. I was like, I gotta get on that friends and family list. And he was just like, you know, it was just like, okay, I got it. Was if I was like, who, like, if I had the like internet clout, I don't take this seriously. I just mean, like, you know, I know that brands look at follower count, and that's important. If I had it now, I probably would have been on his radar more, because he would reply to my stuff sometimes. I was like, okay, I might, but that man could not care. I wanted that. I just want to be in anyone's friends and family zone, man. And it just seems like Nike is just going to be harder and harder. That's why I do want the market to cool down so people can forget they like sneakers, and then I'm gonna slide in there like, yo, what's good?
I mean, look, there's always room for you to jump back on the podcast full time.
Look,
and then we can get this friends and family together.
I
mean,
you see how I act up on here. I'm gonna get banned from this. So the Win and See A6, that's the next one. Ooh, I forgot these. The Noter Vans.
Oh,
OG.
Yeah. I love those with the clean hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good. Fire. That's a solid pick. Y'all did good with that one. GQ. The New Balance 99 V3s made in USA Moonbeams. I mean, if you put in a raw, oh yeah, this is this was like I'm a Leon Dior ALD.
Oh yeah.
ALD, you're on my watch list. You don't have no clothes. Like, you don't make clothes for big dudes. You make clothes for waifish men. You make clothes for people who wear the Jonathan Majors beanies. Like, you don't make
not
clothes.
The newsy joint.
Yeah. You don't make the clothes for that fit the real ones like me. I have a pair of ALD pants. Uh-huh. That's their largest size that I keep getting. I refuse, because I spent so much money on it. I refuse to let them die. So I keep getting them patched up by the tailor, and eventually I'm gonna rip them enough so that they have more movement. Right now we're right there. Either I'm gonna lose the weight or it's gonna catch up. One of those things are gonna happen. I mean, I did want these, but I don't like the one that they picked for their number one. Was the Nike LVs.
The Nike LVs.
Louis Vuittons.
Oh, yeah.
The Forces.
Yeah. That was also my sneaker of the year that year as well.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. Well, GQ matched up with you.
Yeah. That. It's because of the, I mean,
the
growing
impact.
Up.
And then also that.
Well,
was
not even that. It's because of the, like, growing up, like, I always wanted, you remember back in the day where they do the, like, the Gucci check and the Louis Vuitton check? I was a big fan of that. And I felt like that shoe paid homage to that, like, styling of hip hop. And I mean, Virgil, that was Virgil's last, like, biggest thing.
Exactly. That's why I liked it. So the brown ones are going for
Buco bucks.
Which I'm like, those not even the ones. I would go with, like, the green or the blues, because you don't want to get too, like you don't want to get too crazy. And those ones, you know.
I tried my best in that group chat with me, you, and Carl. I was like, you know, I try to get you guys to buy a pair. I wanted to see if it was going to happen.
Man.
I went to that show and I sent you all the videos.
I know. And you know, the worst part about it is I feel like everyone who has a pair is not rocking them.
Definitely
I feel
not.
Like everyone is sitting on these, and like that's going to be, because like that.
Or if you see them in the wild, they're definitely 100% fake.
Yeah, because I feel like this is like the mad, like, clear investment sneaker where you're like, I'm going to buy these, or like, yo, you're bugging. There's somebody with an ask.
Wait, well,
you want to know what the ask for the
probably like 100,000
for the silver blue yellow patchwork one? The ask, meaning that it's sitting there and someone will pay it $5 million. Yeah,
nobody's paying that shit.
It's the ask, which means they set it there. Which means if I had it, it would just pull it out of their account. Mm-hmm. Meaning that's a real ask.
Well,
you gotta be off your rocker a little bit.
Sorry to cut you off, though.
You cut me off. I'm doing some research.
I understand the research, but we're down at the end of the episode.
Yeah, we only got to the end of 1 year, so I guess I gotta come back.
You gotta come back. Ooh-hoo. So cliffhanger on this one.
Yeah, they smoking crack rock. They're like 8 G's on eBay. Sorry.
No.
In the episode. Sorry. Don't let me distract you.
But you know what we say each week. You know,
where your kicks. You see how he paused because he thought I forgot?
I thought he forgot.
I never forgot.
Yo, let everybody know where they can find you. If you
Wadi Way on Twitter and Instagram, where can they find you?
Who is Haas on all social medias? My First Kicks Pod on all the grams and the socials. My First Kicks Pod on TikTok. My First Kicks on TikTok and My First Kicks on YouTube. If you have not watched this from the jump, I think you're going to have to go back and go on the YouTubes, because this has been an all in studio episode. With
If you're just
gang.
Checking in for me, first off, keep watching the pod. It's been great. You shouldn't have left because I left. Secondly, you should be watching the TikToks. Haas is starting some real dope conversations on there, and you should be jumping in, stitching it, or sharing it, because it's been good. I wasn't just lying to be nice. You're really building a dope brand here, and I'm happy to have a small part in it, and happy to come back.
No, man, that was such high praise. Thank you so much. And yeah, as we said, wear your kicks. Peace. My bad, we went over.